right now on VFN TV, we're going to celebrate the passing of the Taylor Forrest Act, but we're going to look back how we covered it 1 year ago, almost this time in 2 years ago, this time in 2016, and where we reported on it, a tragedy taking place where Palestinian terrorists went down the street stabbing Jewish citizens in Israel, but also killed Taylor Forrest. So we'll go back and look at that in the law that's passed, and we'll have his parents on talking about it. This is a good day for stopping to fund terrorism by your tax dollar right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm excited that justice is coming to America again.
Yes, it is.
This is so exciting. We're going to get ready to have this amazing program on Taylor Forrest Act and this law that was signed. But you may not be aware of this. Your taxpaying, you know, your monies were going to fund terrorism.
The American taxpayer, over $300 million, I believe, was being funding to the Palestinian people, that they were taking that money and paying people in their community to go kill Jewish people in their community, and including Taylor Forrest, which is an American citizen. He's a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy, but also he...
Eagle Scout.
He did everything right, his parents say. And we'll have his parents on today as well. But, you know, first, understand, we're going to kind of build a little foundation this to understand what's really going on. And I think nobody better to explain this, right, than Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the Prime Minister of Israel. And he's been seeing for quite some time, you may have even heard him on the news, go say, listen, stop paying people to kill us, then we can begin to work it out. And for some reason, up to this point, all the presidents up to this point didn't stop it. But guess what? President Trump did something about it. Remember, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu right now explaining to us about this pay to slay, the fact they're funding people in their community, in their laws, the Palestinian laws, to be able to, and it's not all the Palestinians, but it's these Palestinians that are going up to it. And as a matter of fact, this is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu explaining the Palestinian government and how they're funding with American tax dollars and other people's money to be able to pay people to kill Jews and Americans, because one of those who killed was Taylor Forrest. Take a look.
On an annual basis, they're giving often hundreds of millions of dollars to terrorists or the families of terrorists who murdered Israelis, murdered Americans. It's unimaginable. I mean, after a decade, it could be more than $1 billion that are given to terrorists. This is from, I'm not talking about Hamas. I'm talking about mainline Palestinian Authority, headed by President Abu Mazen, who's going to see President Trump in Washington. And I think the first test of peace is to say to them, hey, you want peace? Prove it. Confront terrorism. Stop rewarding terrorism. Stop paying terrorists. And don't finagle the books. You know, what they do is, okay, we won't pay it directly. We'll pay it to somebody else, and they'll pay it to the terrorists, you know, in a sort of circular fashion. No. Come clean on this. Stop paying terrorists.
They have to
repeal the law.
It's a law.
Yeah, on their books.
It's a law.
They not only pay terrorists. This is the crazy thing, Sean. They pay terrorists on a sliding scale, not on the cost of living, but on the cost of killing. The more you kill, the more you get, and it accumulates to vast sums. Some of it contributed by Americans, by European governments, and so on.
This is important because hundreds of millions of dollars. The United States of America, the average taxpayer, we're giving them hundreds of millions of dollars.
To people who are then...
That they're giving to terrorists.
They funnel funds to terrorists who have murdered not only innocent Israelis and others, but innocent Americans.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. Has to change. That's a test for peace.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Has to change. And understand, he's been watching, we've been reporting, we're watching people at the bus stop, catching the bus, people crossing the street, and people just jumping out and pulling knives out of their purse, the children in their schools, the Palestinian schools.
Our own Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, John Kerry, was even threatening Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a third intifada, almost like instigating
this. Yeah, back then
when
they were in, but he's not there anymore. But they're training their children in the school to be able to stab Jews. They literally say, stab, stab, stab. They train them how to do that. And we're watching women do this. What does he think about this? When your government pays you and you're having struggle with your economy, you want to be able to take care of your kids, and they say, listen, if you go out and give your life and kill other people's lives, we'll actually pay your family for years to come. And the American tax dollars is what's been going on with that. Go ahead.
I would say Netanyahu just said it's not a sliding scale, not on a cost of living, but a cost of killing. So depending on how many they killed and how many years they served based on that killing determined how much money was actually sent to their families.
Right. You're looking at this image right here. We're about to show you. This is Taylor Forrest. Taylor Forrest was going there to be able to do his studies after serving us in the U.S. military. And somebody ran down the street that was for the Palestinian folks that was being paid to be able to kill folks. And as people were parked in the street, they ran down the street and started stabbing people with open car windows. And it was Taylor Forrest. It was one of the ones that was actually killed by this terrorist. So we're going to go back and look on March the 9th, 2016, when we covered this. And it took forever, and it took a new president and a new leadership in America to be able to pass this, to stop funding, giving money to people who are going to kill the Jews and kill Americans. But let's go back and look at our program on BFN TV. We covered it when it happened. We're coming to you first with some very tragic news. Taylor Forrest, a 29-year-old veteran, American citizen, a veteran who fought for us in Iraq and Afghanistan, was on a school trip in for his college and his management school in Tel Aviv, in Joppa, and a terrorist began to go through the streets and start stabbing people in their cars, and a Taylor Forrest was stabbed. It's very tragic what took place there, and we're going to be seeing that in just a minute, so I want to encourage you not to watch this. You know, if you have young ones with you, it's going to be pretty graphic. But we need to know that this is what's happening, because our president was meeting about a mile away. Not a president, but our vice president, Joe Biden, was meeting about a mile away from this particular terrorist situation that's happening right there in Joppa. But think about that. If you followed us for a long period of time, they've been creating an environment because this particular terrorist came from the West Bank. We've been talking about the West Bank. We've been talking about the Palestinian people. We just had on our previous program, you know, DAISY, the organization that's trying to go to fix the lie about DBS, the organization trying to promote Israel as an apartheid type state when they're not, but they're promoting that kind of violence going on. And then what happens? Citizens of Israel are in their cars, and an American citizen, Taylor Force, in his car with his sister, as part of his school, after serving us in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, only to be murdered on the streets by, I believe, policies that our government has created to put such tensions and fuel such tensions with Palestinian people in the West Bank towards Israel and this holy jihad. It's just a tragedy. As a matter of fact, we want to see what took place. This is the terrorist. I'm not even going to give you his name. He's a terrorist from the West Bank. He's running down the streets. People are in their cars, and he's stabbing at these folks. But I want you to see this. This is it right now. You're looking right here. They're in Joppa, and there's a terrorist running down the street, a Palestinian terrorist running down the street with a knife, and the cars are stopped. And you see him in the background, the far, far back there. He's running down and stabbing people in their cars through the open window in their car. You see him running there. You see him running. This is where Taylor Forrest is stabbed to death in Joppa. This is a tragedy. This is what's happening in Israel, in Joppa, in March 2016. This is the suspect running down here after stabbing. There he goes again, trying to stab. He stabbed another person, another driver. It's a terrorist, Palestinian terrorist from the West Bank. There he goes. He stabs another person. Their windows weren't rolled up. The police are trying to stop him. They're trying to stop him. He goes behind his truck. He won't stop. They tell him stop. They had to fire shots. You can see the camera here. The citizen's taking the camera here in Israel. That's the police firing shots at the suspect. the terrorist from West Bank, the Palestinian terrorist from West Bank. That's him, right? That's the one that was stabbing everyone, and he stabbed Taylor Force, a vet, in the neck. This is such a tragedy that was going on, but it took, you know, there was a current leadership that was allowing money to be paid to the Palestinian government, and they knew they were funding
for over a decade,
but funding people, their own citizens.
Yes.
If one of their members of their family went out and did this very thing, the mindset is the more people I kill, the more money my family will have. And then they'd give them a lie and say, when you die, you'll have like 72 virgins. And
right.
That, you know, this Islamic lie that says that you know, when you give your life,
it's a paradise, it's a reward.
Holy jihad. If you give your life on behalf of Muhammad, then you're actually going to be, you know, in heaven. And it's not true.
It's
but they're giving them this
lie.
Whole thing. But look what it drives them to. And listen, there was a Republican, Democratic presidents and Congress, and they didn't do this, didn't stop funding. They just kept the UN going in. That's why it's so important, the president that we have, President Donald Trump, it's so important that we have Nikki Haley in the United Nations that's standing up for Israel. This is what she was standing up for. So this has to stop. It's no longer going to be business as usual. Listen, we have so much more. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we're going to hear more about this Taylor Forrest Act, and we're going to hear from his parents as they speak out about this tragedy and about how the United States has been funding Palestinian terrorists. More when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
About allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
One nation under God.
With one nation under God, indivisible.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
God bless America. God bless America.
This election year, make sure you vote and vote God.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, this is a tragedy as we're looking back on it, but we're watching people's response to what took place. When Taylor Force was murdered along with Jews in the streets of Joppa in Israel, about 2 years ago this month, actually, this month, and the previous administration didn't do anything about it.
All the previous administrations really didn't.
Yeah, all of them didn't, and it was just crazy what was going on, but we covered it, as you just saw earlier in our program. We covered it, we put it out around the world so you knew what was going on. You know, God says he blesses those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and so we have to be involved in that. But this right, John, tell us what's coming up next with his parents.
Well, this is amazing. They're getting ready to talk about why it's so important that this, you know, law was actually passed.
Well, actually, they're before it. They're actually talking that it's coming. So we're looking back a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is actually Taylor Force's parents. And also, the report that was happening during those days. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Taylor Force was a West Point graduate who served in Afghanistan and Iraq and was pursuing his MBA at Vanderbilt. His future was bright.
Taylor was stabbed to death while he was in Israel by a Palestinian.
The 28-year-old was savagely knifed to death as he strolled on a Tel Aviv Ocean boardwalk last year. His killer, a Palestinian terrorist, whose stabbing spree also severely wounded 10 others.
All dads, all moms are proud of their kids. Taylor basically did everything right, but he was humble about it.
Taylor's parents, Robbie and Stuart, say their grief was compounded by the fact that the family of their son's murderer is making money off Taylor's death. The Palestinian Authority pays jihadists and their survivors who are involved in acts of terrorism money, critics say, that is derived from U.S. funds. A congressional bill named for Taylor, called the Taylor Force Act, would cut off U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority if it does not stop the payments. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is the bill's main sponsor.
Can you imagine growing up in a country where your government will pay you for killing someone else through a terrorist act?
The U.S. gives the Palestinian Authority more than $300 million a year, and the PA reportedly shells out that much to the families, about 7% of its total budget. Israeli Ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, says the payments must stop.
I think nobody, no Israeli or no American, would be happy to know that his taxpayer money is being used to pay for families of terrorism. It's you actually encourage terrorism when you give money to the family of terrorism.
Taylor's killer was identified as 22-year-old Bashar Mas'allah, who was shot to death by Israeli police after the attack. His body was given a hero's welcome when it returned to the West Bank. Palestinian UN Ambassador Riyad Mansour told us while the PA is against civilians being killed, what he calls the families of martyrs deserve the money.
You cannot cherry pick one case here or one case there, that there are, you know, a large number of Palestinians who are receiving compensation. They are victims of Israeli terrorism.
Taylor's parents hope the bill would discourage acts of terrorism.
And it's so important that the Taylor Act, Force Act passes so that other sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, aren't lost in this way, no matter what.
The terrorist, we
just
never thought
loss.
That we would be in this position. So we want to reach out to people.
Devastated parents. At that time, you had Senator Lindsey Graham reaching out, trying to pass this bill, but nobody would pass it. Don't your hearts just go out to that family? So many families just like that, they've lost loved ones because of this funding of terrorism, literally coming from your tax dollar to the Palestinian people. But guess what? That was history. But today, when we get back from this break, you're going to hear firsthand where President Donald Trump signed a budget bill, but in the budget bill, the Taylor Force Act was in there, and it is signed, and this is a very exciting day where we quit sending our tax dollars to fund terrorism. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
We were talking last time about children between birth and 2 years of age and how their parents can begin introducing them to the wonderful world of music. The most important era, however, occurs between 3 and 7, when 80% of a boy or girl's hearing development occurs. That's the time when parents should expose their kids systematically to an array of rhythm and song. Here's some ways of doing that. Record your child's primitive songs, then listen to them together on playback. Introduce a feel for rhythm by giving the youngster a pot and a stick or a spoon to pound. You might even want to form a small rhythm band consisting of neighborhood children or cousins within the family. Give one of them a triangle, another 2 sandpaper blocks, and another a bell. Then get yourself a set of earplugs and let them bang and scratch to their heart's content. They'll love it. Dancing is another important component of music appreciation. Encourage it. Demonstrate it. Then as the child gets a little older, attend band concerts and parades and recitals. And finally, begin giving formal music lessons when the child appears emotionally and physically ready to learn. For Mozart, that occurred at 3 years of age. For mere mortals, it'll be a few years later. Regardless of the timetable, be sure you introduce your children to this exciting world that they will enjoy for a lifetime.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This whole program at this point has been focused on the tragedy of so many people being killed through terrorists, where people are funding it through the Palestinian government. And sad to say, up until this point, up until President Donald Trump, America was funding it with $300 million being put into the government of the Palestinian people. Not for that, but that's what they
used it for.
They used it for, to pay families of men and women who would go out and kill people for it.
I mean,
it's crazy, as you heard Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk about. But guess what? The good news is, John's about to read here of the Taylor Force Act, first to understand what of what it was, because it was Senator Lindsey Graham that took the lead in this and a few other senators, John.
Taylor Force Act, it's a legislative bill sponsored in the United States Senate in 2016 by U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Dan Coats of Indiana, Roy Blunt of Missouri. This legislation proposes to stop American economic aid to the Palestinian Authority until the Palestinian Authority changes its laws to cease paying stipends funneled through the Palestinian Authority's Martyrs Fund to individuals who commit acts of terrorism and to the families of the deceased.
It's
a beautiful day.
You think they would have passed it. That was written, you know, by Senator Lindsey Graham and others, you know, for about 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
And they didn't pass it.
This has been going on for a decade, the funding of these
yes.
terrorists by this government. But we've been giving all this money, but we just don't give it to the Palestinians. We Americans, we give money all over the world. But it's finally people are being accountable for the monies that the taxpayers are spreading all over this country.
Right.
And it took a president like Donald Trump to make that decision. Every previous president refused to do that.
And Nikki Haley,
of course,
the UN ambassador. She says, I'm not going to be a talking head. I'm going to go there. I'm going to be in to set things up.
Thank God for them both.
Yeah, and so you're looking at, they quit funding things that are hurting people.
Imagine that.
Yeah, what a shocker, right? As a matter of fact, so this is President Trump, the day that he is signing the budget bill. In the budget bill, they had the Taylor Force Act. You know, and the military was funded, by the way, in America. Biggest funding ever in the history of America took place during that bill. But it was the biggest thing we're talking about right now is the Taylor Force Act. The parents, you saw the broken heart of the parents. Mm. You saw us, you know, showing you what was taking place. And you're thinking, where's justice in this?
Yeah.
Well, justice is beginning to come. And with that, it's going to be great provision that God has showed us that justice is going to come. But John, read to us what just took place with the Taylor Force Act.
Well, President Donald Trump reaches to touch a copy of the $1.3 trillion spending bill as he speaks to the in the Democratic room of the White House in Washington on Friday, March the 23rd, 2018. Vice President Pence was there, as well as Secretary Wilbur Ross.
Right.
Really, it's a historic event. I mean, this is a beautiful thing, because now what it does, it puts everybody on notice.
Right.
In fact, Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted out, this is cut to 4396. Yeah. I truly appreciate the hard work of the Force family and many friends of Taylor Force who made it clear to Congress that the practice of pay to slay must be stopped.
That's so important, you know, and all he saw it all the way through, right?
Yeah.
All the way through, and he's standing up for the parents, and he's like, the parents were making that plea. And it's like, you know, we have to have that kind of compassion all over the world and stop funding. What else did they talk about there?
Well, Taylor Force himself was an MBA student at Vanderbilt University. He was a graduate from West Point.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, that's
amazing.
Can you
see it? Put Taylor, there you go.
Mm-hmm. West Point graduate. I had a chance to actually go to West Point. That's an amazing, not as a student, but I visited.
Right.
He was,
I did too.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's something.
Yeah, that's intense. So I salute you.
Right.
And he was visiting in Israel 2016. He's an Eagle Scout. And it's amazing that so many people had so many wonderful things to say about this young man. It's interesting that in this stopping funding and President Trump's decision to remove Jerusalem off the table as negotiations, you're seeing all the things that are going to be necessary for maybe to work out this peace deal, but definitely being strong with the Palestinian Authority is very important.
Yes, it is. And so this is a huge program. You know, we've been praying for the peace of Israel. Maybe you've been praying for the peace of Israel, Jerusalem. We've been reporting on what's taking place while there's silence across all media about the injustices and the murder and the mayhem. We just had just recently where a young 27-year-old rabbi was standing on the side of the street and a terrorist gets out of a taxi bus, crosses the street, goes right straight to this young 27-year-old rabbi and just starts stabbing him to death on the streets. Well, guess what? What America's saying and what our president's saying and what Senator Lindsey Graham is saying and what the parents of Taylor Force are saying, what America's saying, stop paying, giving money to anybody who's going to hurt people.
Yeah. I was just thinking, President Harry Truman was famous for a saying that said, the buck stops here. Well, I think President Trump's saying, the slaying stops here. You know what I mean? It stops. There's no more. And this indoctrination has been happening to these young children from such a small age. I think this is going to cause people to say, no money, no slaying. We're going to stop doing this.
And you'll hear things called pay to slay. This is the whole thing they're referring to. But, you know, having compassion on these young people, understand that they're in their schools, the Palestinian schools, they're teaching their children. When you're teaching your child to read, you're teaching your child to write, you're teaching your child how to play with others, they're actually teaching them. And we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch where you can see firsthand where they're actually saying, having a big long knife, and they're just talking about stab, stab, stab. And they think they're being taught to kill people a good thing. To kill Jews is a good thing. To kill a friend of a Jew is a good thing. And you look at the history of Islam and what it says about the Jewish people. It says basically even in the Palestinian government papers, I know we got to go, but even in the corporation papers, it says basically push Israel into the sea or do away with Israel, and you know, pick up a rock if you find one under a Jew under a rock. It's just terrible what's going on. And this whole paradigm, DBS, you know,
boycott, divest, sanction.
That you hear BDS, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about, you know, coming against this amazing nation that has blessed so many people to be so small, 8 million folks, but they are blessing people all around the world. As a matter of fact, we're talking to you right now by technology that they have actually invented. We're fixing to go out right here, but I will tell you this. Thank you, you know, for being with us in our community. We want to bless you. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about this? Post below, write to us, email us. We want to hear what your thoughts are. This is such an exciting day to see this thing take place. And I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just pray for our community. We bless them. We thank you for them, God, that they're such a encouraging, their comments and what they're saying, Father God, and praying for each other. But Lord, we just pray by faith and we decree by faith, because you said that your will on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I know, Lord, we just decree right now that revival is here. Third great awakening is here, and that abortion has ended. We're speaking this by faith. Abortion has ended in America in Jesus' name. God bless. Thanks for joining us.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen, it is so important. You've got to learn God's voice. You've got to be able to hear his voice and obey. And we call that abiding. We talk about it all the time. There's a reason why, because what's about to happen, your only hope and your only chance of survival is that you know God, and survival in the context of living through this in a way that you're free, is to know God, to abide with God, to hear his voice and obey it. As a matter of fact, even Rick's talking about it right now. Listen up.
Things coming out we really need to pay attention to and get ready. But the simplicity of devotion to Christ is absolutely essential. The simplicity. And our response, we need to hear his word. We need to get to know his voice better. Be absolutely resolved to know his voice better. And we need to get better at obeying his voice. Then we'll be on the rock. It doesn't matter what storms come, we're on the rock.
Well, that's so very, very important, because, listen, God loves, if you'll study God, if you'll study his word, then you'll understand he always rescues his people. He always has a plan to bring us out. You have to listen to his plan. You have to know him. You have to understand how to hear his voice. And we even have on VFN TV where you can actually, you know, listen how to hear the voice of God. But listen, right now, you need to begin to abide with God, just like Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries is saying. And if you don't have a plan, we have a plan for you. A simple plan. It needs to be simple. It doesn't need to be tied into technology. And it's at iabide.org. We have a free plan for you. Go request your plan today at iabide.org.